Welcome to Something Different from OU Torah, where we give you something different for your learning day. What is Yiras Shemayim? Are we supposed to be afraid of heaven? Does Yiras Hashem mean that we're supposed to be scared of God? I usually translate Yira in such cases not as fright, but as awe, that feeling we get when we contemplate something of immeasurable majesty. But what if someone truly was frightened of God? Would that be a desirable thing, or would it be counterproductive? To address this question, here's Rabbi Yitzchak Guterman from his series on Drasha Saran, with a shiur entitled, What Does Yiras Hashem Really Mean?
So we had been talking about that the whole purpose of the Torah, the whole purpose of everything, is Yiras Hashem. That's what the Ran told us. So now the Ran says, V'yishkan Shaila, we have a question over here. Shanaru Mimkan, Yiras Hashem is Baruch Yisod HaTorah. I just got through telling you, says the Ran, that the whole purpose of everything is Yiras Hashem. V'chein Baharbi Mekomis, it says that in many places. Amr Perek Bamod Likim, it says, Masech HaShabbos, Amr Yehuda. The Rav Yehuda said, Lo Barak Kadosh Baruch Hu Es Olamo Ela Kadesh Yiru Melofanav. That's pretty explicit. Hashem only created the world so that people should be in awe of him. Shenemar V'elokim Asash Yiru Melofanav. Hashem made the world that people should fear him. Od Sham Amr Rav Yochanan Mishum Rav Elazar Ben Shimon. Furthermore, it says there, Ein Lo LaKadosh Baruch Hu Be'olamo Ela Yiras Shamayim Bavad. Hashem's only desire in this world is Yiras Shamayim. Shenemar Vayomer LaAdam. Hashem says to Adam, Hein Yiras Hashem Yichachma. Fear of God is wisdom. V'sur Meira Abina. And staying away from evil is understanding. Ha'olam Yikol Zeh. What comes out from this, as the Ran is, Yiras Hashem Yisbarach Kamanas Briyas Olam V'Yisoda Torah. That Yiras Hashem is the reason that the world was created, and it's also the foundation of the Torah, like it said, that the wisdom of fear of Hashem is wisdom. However, ubesota perek notel. However, in sota in perek notel, nerab hepech, it looks like the opposite. Sha'am Rusham, because the Gemara says there, and dafchav bezam and bez, tana rabbanan, our rabbis learn. Sheva prushimim, there are seven people who act as prushim, act like they're big, holy tzaddikim, and they're not. And here are the seven fakers. Parash shechmi, a parash shechmi, that means, Rashi explains that he's Parash, like the Shechem people. I mean, the Shechem people gave themselves a bris milah. They looked like big tzaddikim guy giving themselves a bris milah, but it was not l'shem shemayim. It was just to get a trade off with wives, right? They should get the 10 shvatim's wives, right? So they agreed to mal themselves, and that's how Shimon and Levi were able to kill them. Either way, someone who's a parish like that, someone who looks like they're being moser nefesh very much, and it has nothing to do with Hashem. They're only doing it for side reasons. Parash nakvi. That's someone, Rashi explains, who when they walk, they don't take their leg off, they don't take their foot off the ground. So they end up nakfi, is knocking into stones. So they look like they're walking very, humbly, I suppose. And they're faking themselves out, and they knock into stones and hurt themselves. Parish Kazai, that's a similar thing. Rashi says, somebody who's walking, he says he doesn't want to look at ladies. So he walks, and he knocks into walls and makes himself bleed. It's also not appropriate. Precious and okay. Pirish Meduchia, or someone who is a parish who looks like a meducha, which it's normally a mortar, but Rashi is basically a kind of hammer that's like hooks down. So this person's always looking down as if they're such a big tzaddik and anav, and they're really inwardly not. Parish Machavasi Ve'esena, or someone who says, what should I do and I will do it? And the Gemara clarifies that means someone who says, I've done it all. What else is there for me to do? I'm the perfect tzaddik. What else could I do? A big tzaddik like that is a Rasha. Parash Me'ava, and here's the point of the Ran. The Ran wanted these two things. Parash Me'ava, Parash Me'ira. And that means someone who stays away from Aveira because they're afraid that Hashem will do something bad to them, or someone who does mitzvos Me'ava, meaning he does it because he wants to get schar. That's Parash Me'ava. He does mitzvahs to get schar. Parash Me'ira, they do mitzvahs to not be punished. Those are all, so that's included in the list of Rishayim. So here we just got through telling you that the whole purpose of creation was Yiras Hashem. And here we have the list of seven people who appear to be tzaddikim that the Gemara tells you are not tzaddikim. And on the list here is Parash Me'ira, someone who doesn't do Averos because of Yiras Hashem. V'amarot Shamod, the Gemara there says, Amr le Rabbanan Latana Lotisni Parash Me'ava Parash Me'ira. The Gemara says, take out Parash Me'ava and Parash Me'ira. that should not be in the list of these people who look like tzaddikim and aren't. Because we have a principle that a person should always do mitzvahs even if they don't have the most perfect intentions and they're only doing it to get schar. That's okay. A person should do mitzvahs no matter what, even shalol lishma, even not perfectly l'shem shamayim, because that will lead them to come to eventually do it l'shem shamayim. Okay. That's very nice. It says the Ran, the Gemara is just saying to take it out because they shouldn't be listed with that other list of people, which are Rishayim, like the guy who says, what else is there for me to do? Okay, they shouldn't be in the list of Rishayim, because they're not Rishayim, you're really supposed to do that if you're not on a high level. But still, that person who does mitzvahs because of Yiras Hashem is considered someone who's doing mitzvah shalol lishma. So that's not the super tzaddik of the whole world is created for that. And then Sota also it says, there were two Talmidim that were sitting in front of Rav. One says, I had a dream and I saw the following pasuk in a dream. How great is the good that Hashem hides for those who are Yirei Shamayim, those who fear God. That he will do for those who cling to him. And the other guy says, I saw the following pasuk in my dream. And they will be happy, all those who cling to you, forever will they rejoice. And he responded to them, you are both tadikim gemurim. Elamar miyava, mar miyava. Just one of you is a tadik miyava, one of you is a tadik miyira. Zukash al Rishona. So this is even harder to understand. Heyach kara tzaddik gomer. How is it possible that the Torah, that he called him a tzaddik gomer, the mishanimna bekat shiva prushim, from someone who is in the list of the seven fakers, seven people who aren't really tzaddikim? And this Gemara says that if you are a Yorei Shamayim, you are from the great tzaddikim. Ola mishanemra lev la'olam yasa gadam Torah mitzvah sefilu shalot l'shma, or even at best. So we learned that someone who's a Yorei Shamayim is called someone who does mitzvah shalol lishma, they're only doing it out of fear. That's called shalol lishma. So how could you say someone who dreamt in a dream that he's one of the people of fear Hashem, that he's a tzaddik gomer? It sounds like from our Gemara, someone who does mitzvahs out of fear is called doing mitzvah shalol lishma. So that's not a tzaddik gomer. So how could it be? What does it mean to fear God is the whole purpose of the Torah, and someone like that is a tzaddik gomer, when we see that it's considered shalol lishma at best, and if not, possibly even worse? So, v'tshuvas kalelo ashaylos, and apparently we're all thinking what to us is obvious because we've the education we get in school, they teach us this. But this is the Ran saying it, that the answer to these questions, ki ha'ovin mirish ne'minim, because there are two types of fear. Ha'echad, one is, she'yavar Hashem yizbarach kineish yasigenu gemol. One type of serving Hashem out of fear is a type of doing mitzvahs or not doing averis because of what you're going to get from God. One is kedushas again. Either you do mitzvos to get schar in this world and the next, and also you don't do averis because you're afraid if you do averis, Hashem will punish you, or if you don't do mitzvos, Hashem will punish you in this world. Both the ma'abanim with someone's children being lost, the kilyan hamamon or losing their money, or other bad things. Sof davar, the end of the thing is, lo yasa amitzos v'le'yarchik averus rak le'to'alto b'chemlasu aguf v'nafsho. The only reason this person does averus or mitzvos is for themselves, for their own purposes, for their body or their soul, but they're doing it for their own reasons, to help them. V'zeo sh'amr alav parash mi'ava parash mi'ira. That's what the Gemara calls someone who's a parash from Ava and parash mi'ira, meaning not someone who's not such a great tzaddik. So either someone like that is someone who does mitzvah shalol lishma, that's the best we could call someone like that, who always does mitzvahs to not get punished, is someone doing mitzvah shalol lishma. Or at worst, he's or she is worse. That it's considered a fake avodas Hashem or Russia. But the other type here is shetekabil hanefesh zichron ramamuso yizbarach, that the soul understands the awesomeness of Hashem, the highness of Hashem, v'gvurosav, and God's strength, v'niflaosav, and His wonders, v'ayidiyah, and the knowledge, v'azikaranazah, and the thinking about this, remembering it, you, Mekubalim and Nefesh, get accepted by the soul. It gets inside of you deep down. Umetuyim ba b'chaleis, put in the person at all times. V'ne'etzarim v'charutim b'leiv, they're engraved on your heart. It means it's a real part of you, God's awesomeness. V'tekabal ha'nefesh b'zeh mora gadol, and the soul receives a great awe. Ubusha utznias metuyim ba b'chaleis, so embarrassment and snias are found in the person at all times, meaning if wherever they are, even if they're alone in the room or they're with a million people, they recognize God's greatness wherever they are. It's part of their who they are deep down. And someone like that is wherever they are, they know they're in front of Hashem, and therefore there's a tznias around them at all times. You know, we find in Shulchan Aruch, the first couple siman, you know, the beginning of Shulchan Aruch, it talks about how to get dressed in the morning. And, you know, it's brought to you, you know, you're supposed to get dressed under your covers because Hashem's there everywhere. So it's, you should get dressed under your covers so it's not, you're not being undressed in front of Hashem. You know, you can wonder, Hashem can see you under your covers too. That's not the issue. The issue is that's the way, the point of these halachas of, you know, getting dressed under your covers or, you know, as much as tenuous as possible, even if you're only one in the room, is because you're supposed to, the way your mind is supposed to work, you're supposed to feel like Hashem is there at all times. And therefore, you have to be appropriate at all times because Hashem is with you wherever you are. That's called Yiras Hashem, awe of Hashem, to feel God's presence and to be in awe of Him at all times and all places.
Like what you just heard? Hear the rest of that shiur and much more on OUTorah.org or by using the OU Torah app for iOS and Android.